Hi, is Louise there?
Yes, this is Louise.
Hi, Louise. Thank you so much for calling in. This is Katie Sweeney, and I'm going to be facilitating our conversation today. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Good. Well, I wanted to start by letting you know a little bit about me, and then we'll find out a little bit about you. An independent market researcher. I don't work for Vanguard. I don't work in financial services. I have my own business, and I talk to people about all kinds of subjects. Sometimes I do that in person, or sometimes like today over the phone. So I'm objective. I'm not judging or evaluating your responses in any way. I have no hidden agenda. I'm just here to ask you a few questions and listen to what you have to say, all right?
Okay.
Anything goes in our conversation today. I tell people there's no wrong answer as long as it's your answer. And what I mean by that are two things, honest, of course, and about you. You're representing only yourself today, not other people. I do want to let you know I am recording our conversation. I do that as a backup in case I don't capture everything in my notes, and I have a note taker who's a member of my research team listening in, but they won't be part of our conversation. I want to reassure you that everything you share with me today is confidential. Nothing will be attributed to your name in any way. When I'm done with all the calls that I'm doing, I look at the answers and responses in aggregate only. And if we get disconnected, just for whatever reason, just call back in on that same number and use the same code, all right?
Okay.
All right. Now, to find out a little bit more about you, I just want to confirm, you don't have to tell me the town or city you're in, but I just want to confirm you're in the state of Pennsylvania. Is that correct?
That is true.
Okay.
Yes.
And who else lives with you in your household, Louise?
I married my husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I have, sorry, go ahead.
Any children at home?
Yes, three.
Okay. And what are their ages?
My oldest is 22, and then I have twins that are 20.
Okay, great. And just to confirm, you're working full-time, is that correct?
That is correct.
And don't tell me the company, because that's something for confidentiality reasons. I don't need to know, but what is your occupation and what industry is that?
Okay, it's a long title, and it's
okay.
A quality management systems coordinator.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't hear the other part of it.
What industry is that in?
It's food manufacturing.
Oh, all right. And so what does a quality management systems coordinator do? What do you do?
Oversees all the quality programs and the documentation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That type of thing.
And is it food manufacturing?
Yes.
All right. And how long have you been with your current employer?
I was with the company for 5 years, then I left and raised a family, and I came back, and I'm on probably my 12th year, 13th year.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Since you've come back?
Correct.
All right. All right, and we're going to be talking about retirement plans today and financial services providers. Rest assured that at no time will I ask you any numbers or account balances or anything like that. Do you have a retirement plan, like a 401k or 403b or something else?
Yes.
And how long have you been enrolled in that?
So that would have been since I was full-time with the company. So
Since you came back, or did you have
it
prior?
It was probably... maybe 12, 11 or 12 of the 13 years.
Okay. All right. And then did you have one when you were there previously?
Yes. Yes.
And is it the same one or different? I don't know how that works when you leave and you come back. How does that work?
I left the company, so it closed.
Oh, okay.
And then I had to reopen.
Okay. And when you left the company, did you roll it over to an IRA or something?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So in conversations like this, I like to ask fill-in-the-blank questions. And so the first fill-in-the-blank question is, when thinking about my 401k plan with my current employer, I feel blank.
Satisfied?
All right. And tell me why satisfied.
We have the opportunity to place in so much, and then they match.
Mm-hmm.
There's different programs. You can do a, I guess what they call a step, where you can, it continually increases the amount that you put aside without you really knowing it.
Okay, so like an automatic increase?
Right.
Uh-huh.
And
do you participate in that program or?
Yes.
Okay. And when you said different programs besides that, any other ones that come to mind?
Just knowing that you can apply, I mean, you could apply more than the match.
Uh-huh.
I don't know the exact level because I'm not up to the highest level.
That's
I think it's
okay.
up to 10%.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure.
Okay. All right. And how do you think about this account, this retirement plan, this 401k, in terms of, do you view it as for your retirement or do you view it as something else? I talk to all different people and they all have different answers for this. So, kind of,
so
how do you view it?
And originally, we were using it as for retirement,
mm-hmm.
but along the lines, you know, we had to take out a loan to, you know, with three kids, things come up. So,
yeah.
We used it at that time, but you know, we've since paid that back, which is
uh-huh.
nice because the interest went back in. So now for us, it's kind of out of sight, out of mind
right.
mentality in the sense that we're using that as a savings for retirement.
Okay. So you kind of have it earmarked for retirement?
Right.
Yeah. How many times did you need to take out a loan? Was that a one-time thing, or have you done it more than once?
So far, it's been a one-time thing.
Oh, I thought you were going to say so far it's been weekly.
No.
All right.
Be in
you
trouble.
Never know when things come up, right?
Correct.
And do you have other retirement plans, either from former employers, such as the one that you used to have, which I guess you rolled over to an IRA, or?
The company I worked for before didn't have it, so this first company that I had that had a 401k,
mm-hmm.
When I left, I rolled it over into some other investments
because
mm-hmm. I couldn't continue it
right.
within the company. Yep.
Uh-huh. All right. And do you have – so that's your only – that outside of your current one, you have that. Do you still have that retirement account that you rolled over?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then and what about your husband? Does he have any retirement plans or?
Yes, he has and he works for the same company, so
mm-hmm.
he's in the same type of plan, the 401k.
Okay. And did he leave and come back too or?
No.
No. All right. So he doesn't have any retirement accounts anywhere else.
We have some joint ones, but nothing that he had to take out and roll over.
Okay.
No.
Joint like a joint IRA or just investment accounts that
just
are not
investments.
Necessarily
investments.
Retirement accounts. All right.
Right.
Because what I'm trying to kind of understand is, do you see this as kind of one of your primary sources of funding in retirement?
Correct.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. In terms of the provider of the plan, is it Vanguard or someone else?
No, it's Vanguard.
Okay. And did they, when you were at the company, do you need to take that call? Is that for you?
No.
Okay.
You're fine.
When you were at the company prior, was it Vanguard that had the account or someone else before you left to raise the family? Don't remember, that's fine.
I'm sorry,
that was a while
I can't
ago.
Remember.
That was probably, if you've been there like 12 or 13 years and that was 5 years before, that was, I don't remember what I did last week. So going back
right.
18 or so years.
I apologize, I can't recall
that's
that
okay.
one. I think it did switch, though. I know it switched.
When you rolled it over, where did what institution or financial provider did you roll that over to? That old
you mean
one?
When I left?
Yeah. Or where does it sit right now? Like, does it still exist, that account, as an IRA?
It It exists, but I've since switched it to other accounts.
Okay.
I'm trying to think if I can. I think it was an MFS. I think I rolled it over into some MFS account.
Okay. And is that a financial services provider or what
Right.
am I? Yeah. And you think it's still there or you think it's somewhere else at this point?
That one, I think I have since rolled to another one. Trying to remember
Okay.
the name
But
of
it's
it.
not Vanguard, I guess. It's not at a
No. Vanguard is
Okay.
only with my work-related
Okay. So, all right.
accounts.
Okay. That's pretty much what I'm trying to ascertain. So what I'd like you to do is, do you have a piece of paper and a pen or pencil handy?
I do.
From time to time, I'm going to ask you to write things down. And the reason I do that is to for you to really think about the question and your answers and kind of collect your thoughts and write them down without my interrupting you. Now,
Okay.
I can't see what you're doing, so you'll have to tell me when you're done. But my first question that I want or that I want you to answer write down the answers to is, I would like you to write down whatever your top of mind associations with Vanguard are. When you think about Vanguard, what comes to mind? Whatever you may know a little about them, a lot about them, doesn't matter. It's whatever your perceptions, associations, thoughts, whatever comes into your brain, put down on paper. And I'll give you a few moments to do that. Just let me know when you're done because I can't see what you're doing.
Okay.
All right. How are we doing?
Good. Sorry.
Okay. That's okay. I just want to, are you done yet?
Give me just one more second.
Okay.
Okay.
So what'd you write down?
So one was the diversity of investing. There's low risk, high risk, and you have the ability to mix and match.
Okay.
You know, allocate so much percentage
All
to those.
right.
I know they're highly regarded. It's easy to reach them on phone. I know when we had to make questions about the for another word, lack of loan that we wanted to
The
take,
loan,
it
yeah.
was easy to communicate and how to set it up.
And when did you do that? When did you take that loan?
That would have been in, maybe 15 years.
Oh, it's a while ago.
Right.
Yeah, when you the first time around, when you had it.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All right. What anything else that you wrote down?
It just happened this weekend. I was looking for budgeting ideas, and I saw something online about budgeting services. I didn't get to do a whole lot with it. I was just working on it through a program.
So what program were you coming up with?
And we have a wellness program going on now, and there's a challenge, and it's about being able to budget, how to set up budgets. And I've never really set up a budget. So I was
Yeah.
just going online to look at what are the different types of budget opportunities. And I saw something on the Vanguard, like it came up as one of the,
Oh, really? Okay.
yeah.
All right. Who knew that wellness could get you to over the
I know.
Vanguard? I was trying to figure out like the
I knew you were
tie-in.
wondering where the connect was.
I was thinking of the calories. Are we budgeting calories? Like the
Yeah.
money and the calories. Like there was a bit of a disconnect there. But I somehow it got you there, right?
Right.
And let's talk about how you interact with Vanguard. Now, you mentioned you called a long time ago to get a loan, but that they're easy to talk to. How do you interact with them? How do you communicate with them? How do they communicate with you?
I believe it's quarterly statements.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the year-end statement.
Right.
And it's broken down, so you can see your investments, what did well, what didn't do well,
mm-hmm.
The percentage of increase or decrease or whatever.
Right. And so you get them in the mail or email, or how do you get them?
Those are mail.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. And by we, does your husband get them in the mail also?
Yes.
Okay.
Right. So we each get our own separate one.
Uh-huh. And you mentioned they're easy to deal with and you can call them. When have you called them other than getting the loan many, many years ago? Do you ever call? Have you called them recently?
I haven't. No. No, mm-hmm. I haven't had to. And we,
okay.
Periodically, the company has them in, when we need to, if we want to speak to them.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say like every couple of years.
Okay. Have you ever had to talk to them, face to face?
No.
Like that?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
No.
Now, you mentioned that your perceptions, the first top of mind was diversity of the investments that they offer,
mm-hmm.
from low risk to high risk, and you can allocate so much each way. Have you, how many different investments do you have your 401k invested in?
I think I might have, can't remember exactly, but I might, it's three or four.
Okay. And have you changed them at all since you've been, at least this time you've been there? Well, no, I guess the last time wasn't with Vanguard. Have you, since you've worked in the second tenure with your company, have you changed the allocation since you signed up?
When it switched, I changed how I allocated, but I haven't looked to change. No.
Okay. When you said when it switched, what do you mean?
When I left and then came back.
Okay.
It was under new.
Right. So when you did that, when you came back in 2000, whenever it was, 11, 12, 13 years ago, something like that. 13 years ago, you said.
Right.
You allocated it among three or four different investments, but haven't changed since.
Correct.
Okay. And what about your husband? How does he change how his is allocated? Do you guys ever talk? Do you guys ever look at each other's accounts in terms of their statements? And
oh, sure.
Or is it pretty much he does his stuff, you do yours? How does that work?
No, we initially talked about it at the same time, and we probably should look at them, because when we did it, we did more high risk because we were
mm-hmm.
younger.
Right.
So we probably should reevaluate that.
Has he been at the company the same amount of time as you? Or?
No, he's over 30 years.
Oh, wow. Okay, so he's been there for a while.
Right. But the 401k hasn't started that whole period of time.
Right.
I would say
okay.
It's in the 90s.
Okay. So I noticed that when we, other than when you mentioned the budgeting, when you were, I'm sorry, the wellness program got you to budgeting at Vanguard, you didn't really mention the website at all. Do you have are you registered on the Vanguard website? In other words, have you set up an account with a username and password?
I have not.
Mm-hmm.
I have not.
Okay.
I rely on the quarterly statements.
Okay. So what I'd like you to do is take that piece of paper again.
Okay.
And I'm gonna ask you to write down the answer or answers, depending on what your answer is. And I'll give you a few moments to do that, and then let me know when you're done. We're not going to talk about what you write down just yet. But
okay.
What I'd like you to do is write down the reason or reasons that you have not registered with Vanguard.com. Okay?
Okay.
and let me know when you're done.
Okay.
All right. We're going to come back to that. First, I want to talk a little bit about how you would describe your relationship with the internet in general. So I want you to fill in the blank. Here's another fill in the blank question. I am a blank user of the internet.
Can I answer in two parts?
You can.
Okay, so I use the internet at work,
mm-hmm.
not so much. At home, I use it as a tool for researching things. I guess, like I said to you, I was looking up how to budget
right.
and looking for it. So whenever I have something that I'm not real sure about and I want an answer,
mm-hmm.
I use the internet. I do some shopping on that. So I guess that would be, so it's two, one is separate, one is work.
Yep.
And then, you know.
Well, when you're using it at work, can you use it at work for personal usage? Some places you can, some places you can't.
I could, I don't, though.
Okay. All right, so work is work. And at
right.
home, what type of devices do you have at home? Like, what do you, when you want to access the internet, because there's different ways these days, what's your, what do you use, laptop, desktop, phone, tablet?
There's laptop. I mean, we have a laptop and Android services. So it just depends if, you know, the laptop's, you know, being used, then we just use our Android.
Okay, your phone.
To access. Yep.
Okay. Or tablet. I shouldn't assume it's a phone. It could be a tablet, I suppose.
Yeah, no, it's a phone.
A phone. All right. So what sites, let's talk about personal use, not work. For
mm-hmm.
personal use, what sites would you say are the three that you spend the most time on, not including email?
Not including email.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let me just think about that. You're not just saying Google. You actually want the site,
well,
right?
Well, Google's an answer if you're doing a lot of research. You mentioned that at work, maybe not at home. Do you Google
yeah,
could be? Sure.
Yeah,
do Google
I do
things?
Google a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I do specific stores, like when they call. Like, there's specific stores that I always look to see,
right.
you know, what's
right.
going on. And
like what?
Like
which stores?
Just clothing stores
mm-hmm.
in general.
Okay.
And then and online banking. I do
okay.
a lot.
All right. Well,
online
I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. Any social media?
Facebook a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Instagram, Snapchat. What's the other one? Twitter. That other one.
I don't have a Twitter account, but yeah,
okay.
No, just on Facebook.
All right. Do you now? You mentioned a little bit of shopping online. Do you shop? Is it that clothing stores you're shopping online, or other places? Do you shop online?
I use it as a reference point
uh-huh.
To see about deals, and my kids are forever, you know, wanting to buy offline, so I want to look at the sites that they're
mm-hmm.
purchasing from.
Mm-hmm. But you actually do the purchase from? Oh, they want to buy, so you want to look at them first.
Right.
Do you actually make purchases online?
I have made some, not
mm-hmm.
as much as everybody else, but
okay.
I've made some, yes.
All right. You mentioned online banking.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, first of all, who's your primary bank? Your, you know, checking, savings?
BB&T.
Okay. And is that the online banking site that you use when you say that, or were you referring to?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And in every household, I talk to a lot of different people, the way the finances are handled, there's many different models out there. Who handles, in your household, who handles the, you know, day-to-day cash management stuff, like the bill paying and things
I
like
do.
That. All right. And then what about the financial investing, long-term, bigger picture stuff?
That's a shared. But then we talk about it, but I move it forward.
Okay.
You know.
All right. So let's talk about the day-to-day for a moment. So you pretty much, that's your domain, if you will.
Right.
And you say you do a lot of online banking. So are you paying bills online?
I do a lot right now by phone transaction. I have a few set up by online. So, like, I just work through the utility company to pay or, you know, the credit cards or, you know, online. And then
okay.
Just
so
review
utility
my statement.
And credit card are online. Where you go
right.
to their site or it gets drafted out of your bank or you go into your bank? How does that work?
I actually just go to their site and draft it out.
Okay.
And then just review through my bank.
Okay. And then what did you say? You mentioned something about the phone?
No, I'm sorry, not the phone, the utility, like electric.
Oh, okay. You
and all
that.
That.
Right. Got
yeah.
that. All right. And then what about how you do you use a mobile banking app? Does BB&T have a mobile app?
Yes.
And do you use that at all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How often would you say either through your laptop or through the mobile app that you're on the online banking site?
Probably once a week.
Okay. All right. And then you said for the big picture, it's shared, but you ultimately move it forward. How do you do, what are your, you know, financial services providers in terms of the big picture?
You are. I'm not sure what.
Well, when I said big picture, like long-term investing, you said you it's shared and you move it, but you move it forward. What were you referring to?
Oh, like if we have to, you know, contact them to make changes or whatever.
Okay. And by them, who's that? Who is them?
Like I'm just changing a document that we have. So it was like Templeton Growth Fund.
Okay.
You know, it's another investment that we have.
And are they, is that with, held by anybody or is it held by Templeton?
Held by Templeton.
Okay. So you have investment accounts at different providers and you'll work with them individually. Do you have, other than BB&T, do you have any other online financial accounts?
No.
All right. So let's go back to the reason that you wrote down why you're not registered with Vanguard.com. Read to me what you wrote down, if you would.
Laziness.
Okay. Tell me about that.
I think just being on a computer all day at work and coming home, like I have no desire, you know, sometimes to go and look at some of these investment things. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying
right.
that.
Okay. I'm not passing judgment. okay. Anything else that you wrote down?
No, actually, that's the only thing that really came to mind.
Okay.
I mean,
so, do you think of the, tell me about online, your day-to-day cash management or everyday cash management, I should say, with BB&T and then your Vanguard account. Tell me, reconcile why you're accessing the online site for BB&T once a week or more, but you're not even registered on Vanguard.com. Why, help me reconcile, because they're both financial,
sure.
right?
Yep. So BB&T is just the way I look at it is the flow of our money from a day-to-day basis. So I'm just making sure we're receiving in what our paychecks are
mm-hmm.
and that paying out what we say we're paying out. So there's not any erroneous charges.
Okay. So,
or, you know, anything that's any different kind of activity that shouldn't be there.
So kind of an oversight.
Right.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, right, verifying that what we're doing, and what they're supposed to be doing, they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Bigger question of why we don't do it to Vanguard, I guess it's, to me, it's almost like an out of sight, out of mind, which is probably
mm-hmm.
not the right mentality, but... You know, I just have that as, hey, that's our investment. We're not, you know, going to change it. So I get a quarterly statement. I see where we've made money or lost money.
Right.
Could be proactive on it, but I've chosen not to do it.
Right. And when you get your statements, your paper statements, what do you do with them? Because I've talked to all a bunch of different people, and they do a bunch of different things with their statements, depending on who they are. What do you do with your statement?
Like I said, I review them to see what's doing well and what's not doing well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, where we are from the last time. You know, are we making money? But not willing to take the risk to move it.
Right. Right.
And then I just file them, to be honest.
Okay. And when you say you're not willing to take the risk to move it, what do you mean by that?
You know, like, let's say if I would see something that's, you know, dropping,
right.
You know,
uh-huh.
Kind of the fear of, well, if I move it, it may go back up and then, you know.
Oh, got it.
You know what
got
I mean?
It. Yeah. It's all about timing, right? And if you move it.
Right.
It's like.
And I'm the type of person that picks the wrong line in the grocery line all the time.
Yep. Yep.
So
and
I
then you go back to the
to
other
move.
One and then the other one. I know.
Exactly.
do you read? Do other things come from Vanguard? Do you read everything that comes from Vanguard, or do you read? Do you open every statement that comes?
I read every statement, quarterly statement. There's
mm-hmm.
some documents that come in that I'll be honest, I don't probably read the
yeah.
whole entirety of it. I try just to get the gist by. You know, glancing through, and
mm-hmm.
if it's something that I have to, you know, act upon or not.
Right, right. And same thing with your husband. He I know I said at the beginning you'd be only representing yourself, but since he's also a, he also has a Vanguard 401k, I was just wondering if he handles it the same way.
I can't speak to him. I do know that I look at his.
Oh.
But his money is no, his money
yeah.
isn't my money. I mean, we're not
right.
that
right.
way. But
right.
and he's, you know, kind of the same mindset. We've said that's, you know, we don't want to touch that unless something happens. So,
sure.
And we haven't made the move to change it. I know that he hadn't gone to the progressive. I don't know what you call it, where you. Increase it. And I had done it because I had left and come back and I wanted to try
mm-hmm.
to grow the money.
Yeah.
That was
you mean like
that
automatic increase that you
right.
talked about? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Okay. And I want to ask you a 10-point scale question.
Okay.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how confident do you feel when it comes to making financial decisions about retirement and investing for your future? Where 10 is, you feel totally confident about making those decisions, and 1 is not at all. And any number in between, just a whole number, not a half number or range.
I'm not real comfortable, I would say that. So I would probably say maybe a 3.
All right. So tell me why.
I don't feel confident in the market itself. I don't feel like I followed enough to know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Recognizing that you're not a registered user of Vanguard.com, so exposure might be limited, are there any benefits or features, whether they exist or not, that Vanguard.com could offer you that you would find compelling or important for you to consider registering?
I mean, that's a really good question. I think that if I would register, I'd probably see the value. I might seek out advice. I think that's what I would like, is advice. You know, at my age, at this particular time in my life, you know, this is what we would look for you to do. You know, we would suggest, not that you should do, but, you know, these are our recommendations and suggestions that we make. Knowing that you can take it or leave it.
Right. And at what level of detail are you looking for those suggestions? And what would you want those suggestions?
Well, when I, you know, look at the overview of the document sent, you can see what investments do well. And I would maybe like to have them say, you know, this has been trending for, you know, like 3 years, you know, on an upward scale. You know, it might be a time to get in, you know. Because I'm not that way. I'm just not a financial person. I know you should be, but I'm just not.
All right. Let me share with you a few features and benefits of the account or the online site. And what I want to do is I'm going to go down each of these one at a time, and I want you to tell me if it's an important or relevant idea for you, and would be something that might motivate you to register. Because, I mean, you've had the account for a long time.
Right.
And never found that, you know, what I call the trigger or the tipping point or the reason. Never found compelling enough to get to go and, you know, set up an account online. So what I want to do is and you said you might realize that, you know, you might realize that if did register, what the value would be. So let me share with you some of the features and benefits, and I want to get your reaction to them as to whether or not they're compelling or motivating to you. So the first one is that online you can check your account balance and get other account information, like what contributions you've made, access past statement, what the rules of your plan are. And by say account balance, you can view up to date. So right now the paper statements you get are the balance as of when that was printed. But any time in between the quarterly statements, you can get it as of last night. You can also research and compare investment options, different things that are available in your plan, and make changes to how or where your money is allocated or invested, as well as make changes such as changing your contribution, updating your beneficiary, changing your address, things like that. Any of that sound, hey, that's a reason why I should consider registering?
To be honest, it all does. Maybe not so much the real-time data, because, I mean, every day, you know, I'm not going to look at it, but, you know, every other week or once a month, I probably should be looking to it. But to make contributions, I mean, we could see where we're at. On that, I guess the research and compare options is really where I would like to focus, you know, because we're changing, we're getting older, and, you know, really, where should we be putting our money?
Right. Is there anybody at work, like in your HR, that you, if you have a question, like if you have a question like that, what do you do? What would you do? Or just not think about it? That might come back to that laziness.
Yeah, it's not that... because that's not their field. So I wouldn't think that they would be able to advise me on it.
Okay.
You know, so, I mean, to be honest, you know, I have a financial planner, but, you know, we see him like maybe I've seen him once in the last 5 years. So,
okay.
I mean, now that I'm talking to you, I think I'm seeing the benefit that, to be in on an online account, because, you know, my online banking, I go to that because I want to see what's going on. So this has been out of sight, and so I just think that we haven't put any emphasis on it because it's satisfying.
I want to go back. You mentioned you have a financial planner. What group is he or she with?
AIG.
Okay. And so how long have you had them or that person? Or a person. A financial planner might not be the same one.
We've had one for a long time. We just switched from one consultant to another. But I'm trying
just
to
just switched within the same company? Or
no.
Switched from,
no.
From someone
and
else
I can't even remember
that's okay.
the other one that we had.
All right.
But even then, like, we didn't make it a priority.
Uh-huh.
I mean, now that I'm talking to you, I'm kicking myself, like, we really should be.
And that's not
going
the purpose
somewhere.
Of this call. But
no, but I mean, I know, but, you know, sometimes you need a wake-up call.
Yeah. And does your financial planner actually manage your money or just provide?
No, just provide
and then
guidance.
You guys move the money
yeah.
or do what? Okay. And do you have investments with AIG?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does your financial planner know about your 401ks?
Yes.
Okay. And do you provide him the paper statements, or how does he or she find out about
them? We did. I mean, we reviewed them to see at that time. And again, it's probably 5+ years, you know. Is this a good distribution of what we have,
okay,
you know, for Jeff and myself?
Right. And does your husband talk? So you've seen him once in the last 5 years, but then you said you recently switched, so... who sits down with this person if it's not you? Is it your husband?
But I mean, it's both of us, but both of us haven't. That's what I'm saying. We both haven't.
So when did you switch?
Actually, we just 5 years ago, and then we just got a letter that the individual that we had is leaving.
Oh.
So they just put us to a new accountant.
Okay.
But
really
I just was in touch with them. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So that's out of sight, out of mind, too, I bet, I suppose.
Right.
Let me share with you some more, getting back to Vanguard, some more benefits and features of this, of being registered. They can provide you personalized suggestions on how you can increase your retirement savings to help you put you on track towards having enough money for retirement. Such as, and you've already done this, but suggesting to set up automatic increases at the end of each year, or what their recommendations on how much you should be saving given your age and different ways to get there. Does that sound compelling or important to you?
Actually, it does.
Mm-hmm.
The more I'm listening to this.
Okay. And why?
I mean, I know it wasn't your intent, but...
No, and I'll tell you, no, really we're talking to people who don't use the account to just determine why, and it's not to get you to go, you know, create an account. It's more just to understand so that they can better serve their customers that, you know, if there's something that they should be doing that they're not, they want to understand what's compelling and important to their customers. So that's why we're doing this research. Why is the idea of personalized suggestions important to you?
'Cause it's not an area that I follow. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you ask me a question about my field, I can give you an opinion, and I feel very confident about it.
Right.
But it's not a field I feel confident about at
okay.
all.
Okay. And it also has on the site financial tools like calculators to help you make the best decision and plan for retirement, so that if you, and I've never experienced these, but what I imagine is that it's, if you save X per year in 20 years, you project it out to have, you know, what's the kind of trajectory, and or if you tweak it this way, this is what it will be, that kind of calculators.
Right, and that would be a benefit, but I don't know that because I'm not online.
Right. Right, but I just want to, and that's why I'm sharing it with you to see if it's something that might be helpful to you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Just as an example, like I check the mortgage rates.
Yep.
You know, and I do those those calculators online
mm-hmm.
to see where we're at.
With them. Yeah. So same idea, probably.
Right. I just didn't. I wasn't aware that it's available.
Yeah. And,
for that.
And then they also have education online, articles, videos, webinars to learn about saving for retirement, finances and investing. That's something that's of interest.
Right, and that would be something that we both could benefit from.
Mm-hmm. You had mentioned, I think you had mentioned taking a loan a long time ago, right?
Correct.
And not that you want to do that again, but if you did want to do that again, you could do that without calling. You could do that if you had an online account.
Right, from
mm-hmm.
what you were saying, yes.
Yeah. The other thing it allows you to do is go paperless. So if you want to opt in for that, you can stop receiving printed statements and receive emails from Vanguard notifying you that your statement is available if you want to view it online, as well as if you needed a hard copy of a past statement, you could go in and print a past statement out. What's your reaction to that?
And all that would be beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's kind of what I'm doing with online banking.
I was going to ask, just because people are online, sometimes they still like to receive the paper statements. They don't opt in to go paperless. Have you gone paperless with BB&T?
I have, and I love it.
Okay. Well, you can with Vanguard.com. There's also a mobile app that has the same, all the functionality of the website you can have on your phone. Not sure if that would be appealing to you or not.
No, I like that too.
Okay.
I like to be able to reach it.
Okay. And then one other thing, I'm getting different people's reactions to this. If they have something called, this is a security feature called two-factor authentication, where when you log in, and you put your username and password, if you want, you can opt out of this or opt into it. It can send a code to your phone, and then you have to enter that in just to make sure that it's you that's accessing the account information.
I'm sorry, can you say that one again?
Yeah.
I didn't quite understand it.
It's a security feature which allows you, once you, let's say you're on your laptop and you want to go on Vanguard.com and you type in your username and password, it's a security feature that you can opt into where it sends a text to your phone with a code that you then have to type in. So it's an extra level of security, making sure that you are you.
Yes, the bank has that too. I don't opt for that feature, but I'm aware of that feature.
Okay.
Now I understand what you're saying.
All right, yeah. Don't opt for it on the banking side because...
I guess I'm just using it so much that,
mm-hmm.
you know, it'd be a pain to go back and forth all the time.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So now that I've told you all the features and benefits that the site does have, what's your reaction to all that?
We've been really lazy.
Well,
I honestly, you know, it took me a while to get to the online banking, but I love it, you know, doing a lot more things online with, you know, paying off bills and credit cards, and it's just
mm-hmm.
so much easier.
I have a question.
Something I think we should look at. Sure.
I have a question with that. It says it took you a while. When you finally, what was the tipping point for you to go to online banking?
I think I had like a late charge or something, and I was just so mad that,
mm-hmm.
you know, I had that.
Right. Okay. So short of this phone call, which the purpose was not to get you to open up an account, or, you know, an online account.
No, I realize that.
What would it take, or what could Vanguard.com do to, it's just hard because we've had this whole conversation, and but short of that, I can't talk to everybody, right? So what could Vanguard.com have done to kind of raise your awareness and bring it to the forefront and say, you know, why not, right? I'm doing it on my online banking. All the reasons you said, you know, the giving it where you are age-wise and giving a little more attention. What could they have done to raise awareness of this and kind of gotten it to, you know, gotten you over the tipping point?
I'm wondering with the, I don't know, and maybe they've done it and I didn't. And I'm sure they've said they have online services, but to do like a larger print on the front copy of like a statement to us,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, you know, come and see these benefits or, you know, uh-huh. by using the online.
Right. Of everything that I talked about, and I talked about a lot of features and benefits, and, you mm-hmm. know, the more detail you put, people are in such a, you know, 40 character, right, or 140 or 120, whatever it is. I mean, you know, the short snippets. They don't like to read a lot of stuff. What would have been the most important thing or most compelling thing to communicate in terms of the benefit of registering of everything you heard today? That would have gotten your attention the most?
Probably the ability to make changes and be able to research, you know, right there, make changes right there, mm-hmm. you know, not having to, I remember when you had to call in and, or not call in. Yeah, you had to call yeah. in to make your mm-hmm. changes.
Right.
And so, because I haven't taken the opportunity of this, I'm not aware of all these things that we could do. But I should know that, you know, all our insurance is online. You know, you go online to do all that.
Right.
So it's just a lack of, again, I'm an attribute to laziness on our part.
Well, you also said out of sight, out of mind. There's also,
right.
you know, some of that going on, right?
Right.
Uh-huh.
Because it's every 3 months you're seeing a statement,
uh-huh.
you know.
Right.
So.
And as you mentioned,
or showing the advantages, right, mm-hmm. and showing the advantages of, hey, if you had made this change a month ago, you would have been this much
right.
wealthier.
Uh-huh. right. All right. So it sounds really what it's boiling down to is kind of a lack of awareness of the benefits, and
right.
just not thinking about it somewhere back in the recesses. But you mentioned you do your insurance online.
Correct.
When did that switch over take place?
It's been a couple of years now. But I mean,
and
that's a forced change, you know,
oh.
that you have to do.
Okay.
You know?
All right. Do you?
You know,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, to sign up for it, yeah, you have to sign up.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What about, and I, once again, I know this was all about you, but since you're both Vanguard 401k customers, do you think your husband would be interested in for all the reasons that we talked about, or any of the reasons that we talked about, or is what's going on, you know, the reason why he hasn't registered something different, you think?
I can't answer for him, but
mm-hmm.
I would think that it has, you know, I think we're similar, but, you know, I don't want to speak for him, but
yeah.
I think it's probably the same case.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And one thing I guess your financial planner, you don't really talk to that person that much, because I was wondering if he's ever made the suggestion, even though it's not his company. And I'm sorry, I'm assuming it's a he, maybe it's not. But has he ever made the suggestion that you should, you know, go online?
No.
Okay.
No, I know that for a fact.
Okay. All right. Any other final comments? At the very beginning, I talked about Vanguard, or you actually shared with me Vanguard, your associations with Vanguard, the diversity, highly regarded, easy to reach on the phone, which you hadn't done in a while, but you remember that when you took your loan, and that when you were looking for wellness ideas, you got to budgeting there. Did you actually go on the site? I know it's something Vanguard was referenced, but did you actually click on the...
I didn't. I was just looking to see what was the sites, that, what they had available. So if they
okay.
said, like, it was, you know, manual or auto or free.
Right.
You know, I was just seeing what was available. So I haven't even opened any of the sites yet.
Okay. And so when you shared with me those associations, now that you know a little bit more about at least their website, any way that's changed your perceptions at all of Vanguard, or any words that you would add to that?
I think it's hard without seeing the site.
Yeah.
To add to it, but I think they're. I mean, it's. It sounds like it's more consumer friendly. Just from what you're saying, but to answer that and be fair, I'd have to go to the site.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. View it.
All right. And once again, the purpose of the call wasn't to get you to register. It was just to understand what's holding people back.
Right.
But you certainly can if you want to. So we are done. I want to thank you so much for your time. It's been great sharing, and you've been very, your insights have been very valuable. Smith Research will be sending you out your honorarium in the mail. And I wish you the best of luck and enjoy your evening.
All right. Thank you so much, Katie.
Thank
I appreciate
you.
It.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.